It is another edition of the Petawawa Toyota and 104.9 MyFM Local Legend of the Week. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and our guest this week is none other than Tammy Blackmore from the Pembroke Best Western Fitness Center, who has also been a longtime advocate of, again, people getting healthy in the community and organizing and putting on a few fundraisers over the years as well. So, Tammy, thank you so much for joining us today. And I guess my first question for you right off the hop is, how did you get into the fitness industry?
So I've been in health and fitness since 1988. I started to teach group fitness classes. It really motivated me to want to help people get fit. And the people that I've met along the way have really helped keep me in the business for sure, because I've helped so many wonderful people over the years. We've really grown our membership base to be more like a family where we see everybody every day. We know people by names. And it's really grown into a big family here at the Pembroke Fitness Center for sure.
So you've taken your knowledge of the fitness industry, kind of put it all together, and then decided to help raise money for the community. Can you give us a bit of an insight on where that started and where things are actually today when it comes to, you know, raising money for the local community?
Sure. So in 1995, we started doing fundraising for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. So we did the Fit for Heart, and it was kind of like an aerobathon, and we do like a three-hour event. And then after many, many years of doing that fundraiser, we changed it into the Adventure Challenge, where it was different challenges set up, and we had a couple teams going against each other. So we did that for 4 years, also for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And then we decided we wanted to change it up, so we did the Zombie Run 3 years for the Cancer Society, which went very, very well, where we would do a 2K, 5K run. And then we decided to change it up and do the run for the Algonquin Trail, which is really a great trail that the community uses every day for different multi-uses. We kept with the same Zombie Run theme for the Care For as well. And now myself and my staff are involved with the Superhero Run for the hospital.
For people looking to start their fitness journey and things like that, a lot of them are not really sure where to start. Can you maybe give a few tipping points on maybe how to get involved?
Sure. The biggest step, too, is just to get moving. You know, even if you start with a walk, whether it be if it's too cold outside, a treadmill walk, just start slow, especially if you haven't been doing anything for a very long time. Doesn't matter the age, just as long as you start slow. We offer programs in the water, too, for people that their mobility's a little bit lower, can move in the water, which is a really good way to work out as well. So we do offer all sorts of different programs. So we offer programs for seniors, then we move it up, programs for 55 plus, and then we have higher intensity programs. We have yoga, we Pilates on our schedule, dance classes for, you know, if you want to add a little spice. But it is a good idea that anything that you start to really start slow into the program. It's not a bad idea to get a personal trainer as well. A personal trainer can walk you through a program. You can do it just one visit if you like. Get to know the equipment and get to know what you can and can't do with someone certified or trained to help you through that process. And then from there, you can either hire them to work with you on a regular basis, if that's something that you're looking for, or you can just go it on your own and kind of listen to your body after that point. We do have staff at the desk all the time that can guide you through as well, but it's a good idea if you're, you know, just starting out to definitely get a personal trainer to start if you're going into the weight room to give you some ideas.
Tammy, thank you so much for joining us here today with the MyFM Local Legend program presented by Petawawa Toyota. Thank you for all that you continue to do for the community, and we wish you well.